call you a whore because you want to have an abortion. I'm not an abolitionist who's going to treat you bad because you've decided to do this. I'm an abolitionist who pushes for the complete removal of abortion from society around the world. And yes, doctors should be held responsible. And a very controversial aspect of it is that women should also play a role in the responsibility of this. What that looks like, as far as charging with crimes or charging with murder, yes, you're taking a life willingly, albeit by being lied to by your doctors, quotey fingers. Yes, abolition requires that we hold accountable those who were a part of it. But pro-lifers don't want that. Do you realize how much money there is in the pro-life movement? Do you realize how much money they make in the lobbyist movement? Do you realize what they get in return for that? And there is a problem, not only because of the money that comes out of that, but there is a problem because the pro-life leaders who reject abolitionism do so because the abolitionist movement is a threat to the political power, the pro-life establishment, and we're a threat to the pride of people who don't want to admit they've been going about the fight against abortion rightly. I wonder if, and it has to be, that human pride is such that even the realization that folks have been going around ending murder incorrectly would cause them to fight against those who have better solutions. Man, that pride is destructive, folks. It's destructive. But we should be pushing for abolition of abortion just the same way that they push for abolition of slavery. We want it completely abolished. We want it completely gone. We want it stopped. Every pro-life piece of legislation that does have incrementalism involved, that does save lives, I'll rejoice over. We're saving lives, yes, but this is not the end-all, be-all. We have to push for the end of it. But the abortionists, they are pushing for unfettered access to it, which is why that they will reshape history and engage in revisionist history when it comes to someone like Norma McCorvey. You know, but Planned Parenthood isn't just about abortion, folks. Yeah, they provide life-saving mammograms. They provide life-saving services to women in need. And they also provide sex education to your kids. A former Planned Parenthood sex educator says the program damages kids by encouraging them to engage in sexual activity. Say it isn't so. You're telling me that the Planned Parenthood sex education program now encourages kids to have sex? No way. I mean, outside the confines of God's decrees of sex and marriage, people can be damaged. Monica Klein wrote this piece. This was actually written back in September, of 2019, but I came across it in this research, and it shocked me because you know these things are going on, but when you hear in detail from someone who was actually teaching those and now regrets teaching those, it makes you think: do we really know? Have we moved beyond memology? Have we moved beyond headline news and dug down deep? We'll share a meme because it takes 15 seconds to read, laugh, and share. But will we dig down deep? Sharing a meme on Facebook isn't going to change the world. It'll make it funnier, but it's not going to change the world. Knowing what our enemy is doing, that is what's going to give us the power to change the world. Monica Klein says in this article that as a former title ex-training manager and sex educator for 10 years, I got a close-up view into the world of Planned Parenthood and sex education. On the one hand, Title X is a program that serves women and families by helping them access family planning medical services. On the other hand, it's also the perfect vehicle for Planned Parenthood to promote social change by utilizing its well-meaning prevention education to proselytize youth towards sexual promiscuity and abortion. It's the perfect business plan for a lifelong customer, and it's being backed by trusted government programs for Title X and HIV prevention. According to a public, according to the Office of Population Affairs, Title X is intended to assist primary care providers to offer family planning services that help persons and couples achieve their desired number and spacing of children and increase the likelihood that those children are born healthy. It is not intended for the termination of pregnancies, nor to encourage high sexual behavior under the guise of sexual freedom, sexual rights, or empowerment of women. However, it is used by Planned Parenthood to introduce that exactly. Think about this, folks, and this is a startling statistic. Title X recognizes that there are many people who are sexually active outside of marriage and with multiple partners. Oh my goodness. So the need to educate about the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases and HIV is important. It's particularly important among adolescents and young adults, who together make up only 27% of the U.S. population, but account for 50% of the new sexually transmitted infections in our country each year. Now listen to that statistic there. 27% of the U.S. population is made up of young adults, adolescents, what they call it. Adolescents, which doesn't even exist, but we'll go with it for the sake of this discussion. 27% of the U.S. population accounts for 50% of the new sexually transmitted infections in our country each year. So what Planned Parenthood does is they encourage this behavior. We're told right now, at the beginning of the COVID-19, each person who was infected could infect 2.6 other people. And because of that, we shut down the entire world. Businesses, churches, schools, toilet paper was flying off the shelves. Netflix is burning up right now. Online porn is skyrocketing. We shut down everything. Unemployment not being delivered to 40% of the people who have applied to it, at least in Kentucky, because of 2.6 people. We were looking at an infection rate of 2.6 people per infected person. And they shut down the world. 27% of the population accounts for 50% of the new STDs. And what does Planned Parenthood and schools do? They encourage this risky behavior? If we're told to social distance so we can't spread coronavirus, shouldn't we be told to social distance so we're not spreading STDs if we're using that logic? Why are we encouraging them to do the same thing that's killing them? Oh. She was told various stories as she approached Planned Parenthood. Who told her that it's not about reducing sex. It's about telling kids how to have safer sex. She was told various stories about girls as young as 10 showing up at Planned Parenthood after engaging in disturbing activities. Yet Planned Parenthood doesn't seem to care about the abuse of these 10-year-old girls. It doesn't seem to care about the soul-destroying fornication of these young girls. Why? Because it gets them money. Each child that has an STD that heads on into Planned Parenthood for testing, each child that needs any kind of testing gets them additional money. Any child that needs a pregnancy test, any child that needs to be tested for an STD, any child that needs an abortion without telling their parents.